listening to WCNO Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus, our soon coming King. We bless the Lord for what he's doing in this season. We thank God that we can come this evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we must mention this evening that we are celebrating 4 years of radio ministry. 4 years of radio ministry. In July 2021, God spoke to us and told us to start this radio ministry. And thanks be to God, by his help, we are still here on the radio. So it's all because of Jesus Christ. So we give him all the glory, all the honor and the praise. And people of God, we must understand this is a family ministry. The family consists of myself, Sheila Suarez, Dervin Suarez, my husband, and my daughter, Shanine Suarez. And as the Lord spoke to us to start this ministry, and we will continue to be available, to be willing to do what the Lord has called us to do. So we give God thanks and praise for our fourth anniversary on the radio. And we thank God for all the listeners who take time out to listen, people of God, to the broadcast every Saturday at 7 p.m. We thank God for what he's doing in this season. We thank God for his word that is going over the radio waves. People of God, we must understand the word has the power to save. So if we understand that truth, people of God, we continue to sow the word. For faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we thank God for what he's doing. And we thank God for taking us to our fourth anniversary celebration of the radio ministry. And we give God thanks for all those who support us and all those who listen. And we thank God for what he's doing in this season. People of God, God is at work, and we have to understand that. You know, Jesus said, my Father is always working, and I'm working also. So we see, people of God, God is always working, and sometimes we can't see it with our natural eyes, but we pray that our spiritual eyes will be open so we can see what God is doing in this season. It's a beautiful season, and we give God thanks that we can be a part, people of God, of this. What God is doing in this season, we can be a part of the work of God and knowing that he has called us to do this radio ministry. And we thank God for our fourth anniversary. So we give God thanks and praise, and we pray for blessings upon all those who hear these words and all those who support this ministry. God bless you all, and let us continue to feed on God's word and grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are still in the gospel writings of Matthew 24. Last week we stopped at verse 44. We'll continue from there this week. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here, oh God Almighty, on our fourth anniversary of radio ministry, to continue to minister your word to your people. Oh God, we know that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It is your word that brings forth conviction, oh mighty God, and change the hearts of men. So we pray, oh God, as your word go forth this evening, oh God Almighty, it will pierce the hearts, oh God, of those who hear. And oh God Almighty, change will come. Father God, we pray that you will change us from the inside out. Oh God, it will not be about us, but about you and your glory. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us into all truth. We thank you for bringing your word to our remembrance when we need to remember your word. And we pray today in the name of Jesus that you'll continue to lead and guide us and help us, oh God Almighty, to be willing to say yes to you at all times. Father, we thank you again for what you're doing in this season. Thank you for where you're taking us, oh God, and help us, oh God Almighty, to yield completely to you and to walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory for all that you have done and all that you are doing. And may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. So we continue from verse 44 of Matthew 24. And we know that Matthew was a disciple of Jesus Christ, and he wrote to the Jewish people. He was writing to a Jewish audience. But the word is also for us today, people of God. The word of God stands forever. And the word is also for us. We can also glean from the gospel writings of Matthew and understand what he's saying. And we see in chapter 24 speak of the coming of Christ Jesus. So we can look and see and assess our lives to see if we are ready. And Jesus said, therefore be ready. In verse 44 of Matthew 24, therefore be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. He's coming at a time when you don't expect. So you must be ready at all times. And the word of God tells us, as John tells us in 1 John 3, 2-3, beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. He's coming back, people of God, and we shall see him as he is, and we shall be like him. We are going to take off this mortal body, and we are going to put on immortality, people of God. We shall see him, and we shall be like him. And everyone, John said, who has this hope in him, if we are expecting Jesus Christ, we must keep ourselves pure. People of God, we have to stop and look into this word. We must keep ourselves pure. John said, who has any one of us who have this hope of seeing Christ purify himself just as Christ is pure? So we have to understand that no sin cannot enter into heaven. So we have to be pure like him. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We want to see him, people of God, high and lifted up. We want to see him like Isaiah saw him, people of God. When we see Christ, people of God, we will understand that we cannot be the same. We cannot continue in our sinful way. When Isaiah's eyes were open to the holiness of God, the word of God said, Isaiah cried out, woe unto me, for I am undone. I am ruined. I am destroyed. I'm a sinful man. That's what he was saying, even though he was a prophet. So we have to look into ourselves, people of God. Is there anything in our lives that needs to be taken out? Is there anything in our life that we need to put away? So is there anything in our life that is not pleasing to God? So we have to stop and do a self-assessment. Examine ourselves, Paul said, to see if we are in the faith. Examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith. Who can examine you but you? So we have to come to understand. We don't want to be reprobates. We don't want to be hardened in our sinful state that we can't even stop to examine ourselves to see where we are falling short and ask the Lord for help. So we have to come to that place of understanding that God is calling us to be pure. We want to be people with a pure heart. We want to be people who are ready for the coming of the Master. If we're not pure, we're not going anywhere. So John said, so we purify ourselves, and we can't even do it on our own, people of God. We have to understand it's the Holy Spirit who works through us to purify us. So we have to ask the Holy Spirit to purify us, create in us clean hearts, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, O God. Don't take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation. And uphold us with your free spirit. The spirit of sonship reminds us that we are sons and daughters. So we have to be like our Father. We have to be pure in heart. God is calling the church of God to put away the foolishness and all these things, the weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and run with endurance this race. It's a race, people of God. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a race that you and I, people of God, have to continue to run until Christ comes back. We can run with the weight of unforgiveness, the weight of malice and strife and hypocrisy. We want to be people with pure hearts. Pure heart, loving and kind, tender-hearted, compassionate, filled with mercy and good fruits. We want to be people who are pure in heart. God is calling us. He sees the heart, people of God. Many times we worship him with lip service, but our hearts are far from him. We want to have a pure heart, that the Lord will be attracted to us, because we are pure in heart. He's calling the church of God. He's calling the church of God to purity of heart. If we are expecting Jesus, expecting to see him and be like him, Let us ask the Holy Spirit to purify us so that we can be like Jesus. Look on verse 45 of Matthew 24. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Jesus said, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Jesus is speaking of the faithful and wise workers in the kingdom of God who is called to lead God's people and feed them the necessary food of the word of God. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? The faithful and wise servant is the one who continues in the word of God, continues to teach and to preach God's word, continue to nurture God's people, continue to feed and allow them to grow in Christ. Let the word do the work. They will not refrain from teaching and preaching the word. The word will always be the necessary food that the people of God needs to grow. So Jesus is speaking of the faithful and wise workers in the kingdom of God. Are you a faithful and wise worker? Will you hear when Jesus comes, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Will you hear that? So we have to come to understand what Jesus is saying in this season. Let us be people, wise workers in the kingdom, faithful workers in the kingdom, who is always dispensing the word of God, who is always feeding God's people. Without the word of God, people of God, the people cannot grow. So we as leaders in the kingdom of God are called to preach and teach the word of God, not our word. Our word has no weight. Our word cannot do anything. The word of God is what transforms people. The word of God has the ability to save. We must understand this truth. So Jesus continued to speak in verse 46 of Matthew 24. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Blessed is that servant. Blessed is that man or woman of God, that faithful man, that faithful woman, that wise man, that wise woman of God in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. So what Jesus is saying, happy or favored is that servant who is consistent in his walk, consistent in the work that he was called to do in the kingdom, consistent to serve his master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, the master will be pleased, people of God, when we remain faithful, when we remain wise in him, when we teach his word, when we preach his word, because it's the word that does the work. We have to understand this truth. Happy, favored is that servant who is consistent. He must be consistent in his work in the kingdom. He must be consistent in the walk with Christ. Galatians 6:9 tells us, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. The word of God says so. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. People of God, Jesus said, blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. We don't want to be losing heart in this time, people of God. We don't want to be giving up. We don't want to be fainting. We want to ask the Holy Spirit, people of God, to quicken us, to make us alive in Christ Jesus, to energize us for the journey. We need the Holy Spirit of God to give us power to continue the walk, to continue to do the work that God has called us to do. He has called us, people of God, to be wise, to be faithful, to be people who are kingdom-minded. We are concerned that the gospel of the kingdom is preached and taught all over the world. We must be concerned, Jesus said, that the gospel of the kingdom must be preached everywhere before he comes. So we must be concerned about the gospel being preached. We must be that wise servant, that faithful servant, that when God comes, he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Jesus continues to speak in verse 47 of Matthew 24. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. This faithful servant will be made ruler over all the goods of the master. People of God, what is Jesus saying here? This faithful servant will be made ruler over all his goods. Let us refer to some scriptures here. Let us turn, people of God, to 2 Timothy 2, 12 and 13. 2 Timothy 2, 12 and 13. We turn to 2 Timothy 2, 12 and 13, and the word of God tells us here in 2 Timothy 2, 12 and 13, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. People of God, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. Jesus said, assuredly I say to you that he will make that servant ruler over all his goods. So the word tells us here in 2 Timothy 2:12, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Verse 13 said, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. So we have to understand, people of God, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. We can't give up. We can't lose heart, people of God. Let us not be weary in well-doing, but let us continue to proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us continue to do the work that he has called us to do in the kingdom. Let us not become faint-hearted and give up, but ask the Holy Spirit to give us power, to empower us for the journey. Let us also turn to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 2. Paul asks the question, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? So people of God, there was a problem in the Corinthian church where they could not even sit down and try to sort out, to resolve a conflict that was going on. So Paul was reminding them that the saints going to be judging the world with Christ Jesus. So if you can't judge a small matter here, how are you going to be judging the great church of God? How are you going to be judging, be a judge or a ruler when Christ comes? So you must first be practicing that here on earth, practicing the things of God. Let us turn to Revelation 3, verse 21. These are reference scriptures, people of God. You need to write them down so you can refer to them and know when the Lord says that we also will be ruling and reigning with him. Look on Revelation 3, verse 21. The word of God says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne as I also overcame and I sat down with my Father on his throne. To him who overcomes, I'm also going to grant to sit with me on my throne. People of God, what a promise. What a promise for the faithful servant. What a promise for the faithful workers in the kingdom of God. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. So we have to understand this truth, people of God, and walk in wisdom and walk in godly knowledge and understanding who we are in Christ. And understanding what it will be at the end. People of God, when we have knowledge of what the end will be, that will help us to persevere. That will help us to be consistent in our walk with Christ. Let us turn to Revelation 20. Revelation 20, verse 4 to 6. Revelation 20, verse 4 to 6. And the word of God says, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their forehead or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But until the 1,000 years were finished, this is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death had no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. They shall reign with Christ 1,000 years. So those who are faithful, the faithful servants, as he said in verse 47 of Matthew 24, will be made rulers over all his goods. So we, as God's people who are faithful to the end, we will rule and reign with him, people of God. So what a assurance we have, what a revelation of what will happen in the end. And when we know and understand what will happen in the end, people of God, we walk with confidence. We walk with the assurance of our salvation. We walk as those people that are ready anytime for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 48 of Matthew 24. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming. Look at the difference, people of God, and the two servants. If the servant who is faithful at all times and wise, always looking for his master and doing the work of his master, he will rule and reign with his master. But look on that servant. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming. So we have to understand that there will come in these last days scoffers. We're going to turn to 2 Peter 3:2-9. 2 Peter 3:2-9. Turn with me to 2 Peter 3:2-9. The word of God says, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days. Scoffers will come in the last days, people of God. Jesus said, but if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming. So those are scoffers who believe that, oh, Christ is delaying his coming. We don't believe that he's coming again. Peter was saying here, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standeth out of water and in the water, by which the world that they existed perished, that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, Peter said, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. So many will be saying, oh, Jesus is delaying his coming. But Jesus is not delaying his coming, people of God. Jesus is giving us time to repent. Jesus is giving the world time to repent. The word of God says he is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish. It's not the will of God that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So people of God, we have to understand these words. So when that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and verse 49 said, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards. So he's gone. He's backslidden. He's gone back into the world, beating his fellow servant, lording it over them. We see also in 1 Peter 5, verse 1 to 4, the word of God tells us. So we have to understand the word of God. As Peter was speaking to the elders here, he said, the elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you. Don't be lords over those entrusted to you. Don't be no master. Don't abuse God's people. That's what Peter was saying. Don't be lords over those that are entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. Live by example. Lead by example. And when the chief shepherd appears, who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. You will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. So we don't want to begin to beat our fellow servants. We don't want to abuse God's people. We don't want to eat and drink with the drunkards. We don't want to be people who are led away by our own lust. So we are going to turn to 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 through 18. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 through 18. And the word of God tells us, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Verse 18, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Come out from among the world. So we don't want to be like those servants who are abusing God's people and who have now turned to the world and eating and drinking with drunkards. We want to be people who are separated unto God, sanctified, set apart for the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. God said, come out from among the world and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. Don't be drunkards. Don't go and let your guard down to the point where you start to associate with the works of darkness. God is saying to us, people of God, be aware of who we are in Christ Jesus. We are the temple of the living God. Let us behave as if we are the temple of the living God and walk in righteousness and holiness. God promises that he will be a father to us and we shall be his sons and his daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So we want to be people who are obedient to the word of God. We want to continue to listen to the voice of God and to hear his word and to be obedient to his word. God bless you all this evening. And as we will stop here for this evening, next week we will continue from verse 49 of Matthew 24. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for this season. We thank you, O God, that you're calling us to be faithful servants who is always watching and waiting for your coming. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will make us alert, you will make us sober, you'll help us, O God Almighty, not to be weary in well-doing, but to continue to do your will in season and out of season. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your word to us this evening, and we look to you by faith in Jesus' precious name, and we say amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. And thank you all for continuing to support this radio program. And as we continue to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us be faithful to the end. And we will hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Blessings to all. And we say amen and amen. Praise God. In the Lord is
love. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.